By way of an interlude, here's something lighter and perhaps darker. Some brief excerpts from site-specific work arising from various residences. The first of these is from a Year of the Artist residency in and around Romford. Here, each poetic segment ventriloquises different aspects of the geology of the Thames Basin, where the massive ice sheets of the Anglian glaciation, I believe, finally ground to a halt. I won't give samples of all the voices the geology speaks in, clay, flint, etc. But the geological erratics are, in this brief extract, quite vocal. You put your ice front in, your ice front out, in, out, in, out. You shake it all about. You make a brand new species and you turn around. That's what it's all about. Oh, it's sallow birch and piney. Oh, it's hazel elm and oak. Oh, it's alder lime and dewy. That's succession glacia. Flint as a hatchet, adze and axe. Flint for a knife as a cutter or rasp. Flint to shear the shin of a roe, to draw its pink-white grub of marrow. Flint for the arrowhead barbed or leaf-shaped. Flint as a scraper for wood and for skins. Dagger flint broken off between ribs. Flint as hammerhead, mace and gouge. Flint as mother of horn and bone. Flint as father buried in a barrow. And deep in the ape brain, a single flake. Don't take your bones for granted. Someone might find them someday. And if they were to need carbon dating, porosis might get in the way. So make the scientists happy. Drink milkshakes and lie in a bog. In a million years you'll be famous in some museum's catalogue. Sand will do. If you haven't got a grain of sand, if you haven't got a grain of sand, then I'll take you. My residency at Southall Workhouse led to Fear Naught, a book of poems and photographs published with the National Trust. Flagstone ammonite. Split this house as if a stone. Strike it with a tension's edge. So where it cleaves along this slab behind that wall is all you get of creatured bodies soft as yours, but caught between twin rocks in times more hard, whose dreams were claws of hammer chisel moving slow with muddied light and trailing grooves that even scabs of time can't heal. We at least may choose to step right over or else to use our hands, these vital hands, as trowels. And every eye a living pick, uncovering how each blow of work has left its art. Stoop low enough here, and you may see, who knows, how life went cold. As poet in residence at the Imperial War Museum, I created a kind of installation on the first floor where visitors peer through a telescopic sight to read a poem on the far side of the building. In effect, the reader finds herself unintentionally implicated in an action not unlike that of sniping. Trench. Sniper, sniper, in your tree, has your eye closed in on me? Did your sight's hot cross my head before you chose young Phil instead? If looks could kill, would I be dead? Sniper, sniper, the one you get doesn't hear your rifle crack. They're saying here that you've the knack. They're telling me I've lost a bet. They say I'm dead. I just don't know it yet.